Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's talk some football with our next guest. Love having Jaws on the program, normally Tuesdays, but Jaws today with us on a Wednesday midweek. A little bit of Eagles Chiefs, a lot of bit of Eagles Rams, and the great Ron Jaworski right now. Good morning, Jaws.
Good morning, Joe and guys. Always good to be with you. Thank you very much for adjusting your schedule. I got a busy travel week, and I'm glad we're able to get in here. I love talking to you guys.
For sure. Our pleasure, Jaws. So let's start Tush Push. Look, Jaws, we all know people in and around the NFL. We all have friends. We all talk football. But there's nobody around here, nobody, that knows more people connected to the National Football League than you. I can't imagine how many people you know text you and call you about the Tush Push.
How much time do you have?
Right. So people are out of their minds with aggravation, obviously. Let's start with this. Are you still with me that you're personally against the Tush Push, even though the Eagles succeed? I know most people around here don't think it and don't say it, but I remain thinking it shouldn't be allowed to be pushed. Where do you personally come down on it?
Well, I originally was against the Tush Push for this reason. It wasn't that I didn't think it was effective play, because it obviously is.
Yeah.
I was concerned about the safety factor. And I wanted to see maybe a season go by or two seasons go by to see exactly if injuries were being caused by the Tush Push. That was kind of a position the league took as well. They wanted to, before they made a decision on it or put it to a vote, they wanted to let it play out to see if it was a formation. And in fact, we got 22 guys that jumped on each other. Someone could get hurt. But the studies have shown that it is not hazardous by running the Tush Push. So I kind of wavered in front of, okay, we can do it. Try stopping it, and no one can stop it. So I've changed my opinion on it, and it's a football play now.
Interesting. Charles, so we were talking earlier, and I'd written down five reasons why I think it succeeds with the Eagles and not other teams. And I'm curious which you think is the most important. Hurts' power and instincts, the success of Mellotta, Dickerson, and Juergens, both their power and instincts, Stoutland as a coach and teacher, the fact that they've mastered practicing it, which many teams don't even try, and then, of course, the actual push itself, which I might put fifth on the list, which is ironic, but you do get that assist typically from a tight end and a running back. Which do you think is the most important?
All the above. I'm not waffling on it. There are different ways that they run it. There are times when he will sneak over Juergens and the guys and go left or go right. There are times he will bounce to the outside. That's where Jalen becomes the most important guy because of his length strength. But I think there are different ways they run the Tush Push, depending on how the defense lines up. Everyone seems to be trying now to get under the offensive line. That has not worked. It didn't work last year. It's obviously not worked. Didn't work last week. So you'll see something different. We saw the leapers in a playoff game against Washington. Everyone tried to do the leaper. That didn't work. Going low didn't work. Going outside didn't work. And I'll guarantee you, there's a gimmick and there's a gadget coming. I don't know when it will come this week, but I know they have gimmicks and gadgets off the Tush Push.
Yeah, for sure.
There's lots of concern from Joe, especially with week two, the offense not looking quite as explosive as any of us hoped. That's for sure. But how worried are you that the offense is not getting chunk plays at this point? We were told that the training camp is not really like we grew accustomed to what it was supposed to be, which is getting guys ready to play football. So now the first month of the regular season, I'm supposed to hold back my judgment to some degree. How much are you able to do that?
Yeah, I am a little bit concerned about this, the explosive plays. Now, obviously, we got an explosive play to Smitty that kind of sealed the game on a zero coverage blitz. And of course, Jalen made the right read and threw a jump ball, and Smitty came up with the catch. That was a big play. But what kind of concerns me, and when I look at the tape, what are teams doing? What are they doing? Not what I think, what are they doing? So, in effect, what do they think of this offense? What do they think of the concepts? And I was actually, after going through the tape, they blitzed Jalen almost 60% of the time. 60%. I can't research all his career, but I think that might be the most I've seen them blitz Jalen Hurts in a game, any team.
Wow.
And the Chiefs are very creative. You know, Spagnuolo is one of the best in the business of his creativity. It almost shows to me a little disrespect. That yeah. Okay, hey, we're bringing everybody. John, you know, when you bring everybody, those guys on the outside are on an island. And we really didn't take advantage of that. So I think we're going to see more of that. But it's kind of just something to watch, in my opinion, because we didn't beat it enough. They came with more of it. So now it's the receivers. It's the offensive line and pickup. It's the backs and pickup. And it's the quarterback. And you know, quite honestly, I thought Jalen, for the first time I've seen in a while, didn't feel comfortable against the blitzes. There were some open receivers. He had some opportunities to get the ball to AJ. He did not. It just wasn't one of his sharpest games, both mentally and physically.
And a lot of that credit goes to Steve Spagnuolo for throwing all sorts of looks at him.
I agree 100% with that. But your receivers must win, and they must win quick. They must give the quarterback definition because you don't have time when a zero blitz is coming. You don't have time when an unblocked defender is coming. So the wide receiver has to make the adjustment. You can't run 20-yard routes when the guys are running free your quarterback.
So, Jaws, how much of that is the offense was designed in a way that the receivers are still running with their, you know, their head downfield instead of looking for the football when it's a blitz? How much of that is, you know, faultily designed offense? How much of that is the guys in the game making the mistake of not cutting their routes off?
Every offense has built-in sight adjust to blitzes. So that's wide receivers. There's always a built-in because the quarterback can't drop back seven steps, stand there, throw the football, and get 3.1 seconds to throw the football. One, you're getting a zero coverage. So receivers must break off their routes. So, you know, it's a combination. I think Jalen's got to see it quicker, and the receivers must make sight adjustments.
Mm-hmm. Ron Jaworski with us here. Jaws, let's talk Eagles-Rams a little bit. Great game last year. Are the Rams – okay, you said before the season, Bucs second best in the NFC. Bucks are 2-0, Eagles are 2-0, Rams are 2-0, Packers are 2-0. Are the Packers the bigger threat or the Rams the bigger threat? Or the Bucks the bigger threat?
Yeah, after watching that Bucks game the other night, golly, what a one of the best 2-minute drives I've ever seen in Baker Mayfield. They're playing good football.
He's pretty good.
It's hard to assess after two games. I'd feel more comfortable with like four games and it was playing out like this.
But you think they're the teams? I mean, they're the squads this year to be aware of?
I think their fan base certainly does, just like we think we're the best team. And I would still hang my hat on the Eagles right now. But this is going to be a good test. You think of that Rams playoff game last year. They were Jalen Carter sack away from potentially losing that game. You know, Higbee's running a little stick, not go, going to get the ball around the goal line. He's going to score, and we're going to be behind in the last minute of the game. Jalen Carter makes a sack on Stafford, and all of a sudden, you know, we win the football game. But it was a damn dogfight last year. It's going to be a dogfight. The Rams are a much better team right now. You know, Devontae Adams on that team gives them two real big go-to receivers. So it's going to be. I'm looking forward to the game. It's going to be a really, really good litmus test of where the Eagles are this season.
So, Jaws, do we have the DBs to be able to hang with Devontae Adams and Puka Nacua? I mean, essentially, I like our young guys. I like Quinyon. I like I like the guys we brought in recently. But then on the other side of things, with the Dory Jackson. If they somehow get a Dory on Devontae Adams or Puka Nacua, is it all over for us?
Well, it won't be all over, but it's going to be a challenge. It's going to be they're going to have to mask at the fishy right now. You know, Dory just hasn't stepped up, and let's be realistic now. The Chiefs were without Rice and Worthy in that game. They had, you know, Juju Schuster-Smith's not going to beat you, and he didn't. But, you know, if teams get their number one, number two receivers back through the Chiefs, it's going to be a different ballgame, I think. The Rams are a lethal team. Matthew Stafford's one of the premier quarterbacks in this game. They're a damn good football team.
Yeah. Ron Jaworski here. They really are.
By the way, let me probably answer the question, but This is a young, talented defense. And young is the thing that bothers me. Talented, that's eventually going to come to the forefront. Young players make mistakes. And that's what concerns me. It is a young team. This is going to be a dominant defense. I mean, this team is really, really loaded with talent on the defensive side of football. I thought Vic did a really good job last week with his blitzes against Patrick Mahomes. He did a really good job. Some new designer blitzes that I haven't seen from a Vic Fangio defense since he's been in Philly. So Vic is kind of picking up his tempo with the blitzes as well. But I think this defense can be really good. I hope someone steps to the forefront as far as leadership goes. There's always a guy in defense that every team that has a great defense has one or two guys just step up at big times. I'm not sure who that guy is in this Eagle defense right now. There are guys playing good football, but I don't see that leadership that I think is necessary to repeat as a Super Bowl champion.
What's the biggest challenge for Vic Fangio going up against Sean McVay? You know, Sean McVay being an offensively minded guy, what does Vic Fangio have to confront first and foremost to stop McVay's offense?
He likes to rent space in your mind is a term I like to use. You'll get a lot of formation.
He wants
to force mental mistakes. That's what he wants to do. A lot of motion, a lot of movement, a lot of formation variation. You'll see a lot of garbage, a lot of junk.
Yeah.
You know, and basically he's running basic plays, but they're masked with, you know, all the window dressing.
See, I do think this comes from the line of thinking, like the Gruden line of thinking. Mm-hmm. Remember this, Sean McVay was like trained under John Gruden, and John Gruden used to tell us, he loved plays that start out looking the same and then they end up different. And that really does make it hard for anyone. It makes it hard on both sides of the football when you got stuff that clutters your mind up. I think McVay does it as good as anyone. Like,
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
What we're talking about.
Look, he's a great coach.
Here.
I mean,
disguise,
no question.
Yeah.
He's a great coach.
That.
Yeah.
Jaws. He's got weapons, and he's got weapons now, too. And they can run the football, and their offensive line is better. So
that's the thing. Are they going to run the football? That's the thing. It seems like he tends to go through phases, McVay does, where he'll stick to it, and then he won't. We know that running the ball is important. How good is their run game?
I think it's yet to be determined, but it is a good side. They've shown they can run the football. But, you know, McVay, like a lot of these designer of offenses, they sometimes just can't stay to the basics. They got to show how good they are. They got to show how creative they are. And it happens to a lot of guys. You know, we mentioned that Tampa game the other night, and I was kind of pleasantly surprised. I saw how Tampa kind of stuck to their running game when they weren't really being a drop for a while, you know, and they stuck with it. And eventually they softened up the defense. So although the running game may not be big in numbers, it certainly sends a message to the defense that you can't disrespect the ability to run the football.
Yeah. Jaws, final thing. Eagles aside, sure. Biggest NFL storyline so far. We've had 2 weeks. What do you think is rattling through people's minds in the nation the most about football so far?
Yeah, I think number one, probably the Packers look like the best team right now. And after the Micah Parsons trade, I think I see now why the Packers made the deal that they made. They felt they were that one edge pass rusher away, that one really great defensive player way of being a quality football team. Right now, I think they're the best team in the league.
Wow, that's a statement. Jaws, stay well,
long way
my
to
man.
Go. Long way to go. Long
oh,
way to
for
go.
Sure.
I like our birds.
The Eagles were not the second the best team in the league in week 2 last year.
They were not. Then again, James, they don't always win 77 games either. In a row. You know, I mean,
Jalen, they do a lot, though.
Josh, James holds on to, because it happened last year, it'll happen again.
No. My thing is that we can't judge it in the first month of the season. Let's remember last year when we judged in the first month of the season and ended up looking like idiots because they were the best team we'd ever seen.
Well,
I agree with James.
I've seen better teams.
I'm going to cut that audio.
But they were really good. Hey, Jaws.
So this is what we do. Instant analysis.
I know. I know. Jaws, stay well, my man. We'll talk.
Thanks, Jaws. All right.
Thanks, Jaws.
Thanks, guys.
You got it, buddy. So here I think the top three storylines, I think, across the country so far this year in pro football. And ironically, two of them relate to the Eagles. One, I think, is the Packers thing.
Mm-hmm.
In whatever order. Two, I think, is the Tush Push.
Without a doubt.
And three, I think, is the 0-2 Chiefs.
I think that's probably it.
I think they're probably the top three.
And Burrow's injury
is a big one.
But he's, I just can't believe you've had a generational quarterback and you have never built a line to protect them.
It's awful.
It blows my mind.
It's awful.
They're a cheap franchise.
Yeah, they are. Yeah.
Their first round pick almost went back in the draft this year because of a contract. Right. Those things are slotted. It's like you pay the first round pick this one. Mm-hmm. He almost went back in the draft.
Right. And Ray, part of what makes it, in my opinion, even more egregious, he's not a running quarterback, so he can't protect himself and get away the way, you know, a Hurts can. He's going to be a sitting duck.
And the thing is, if he wasn't, he would, like, he is a star.
Oh, he's great.
I love the edge to him. I really do, but he's never going to be a superstar being injured all the time.
Well, he's getting crushed. You don't want to see an Andrew Luck situation.
Well, he's played one less year than Luck, and he's been sacked 15 more times than him.
That's incredible.
Isn't that crazy?
No, that right there is incredible.
By the way, I heard a stat the other
day. Andrew Luck, the guy who retired because he was broken.
Yeah, I know. All right, I got a different stat for him.
Mm-hmm.
A fact.
Ooh.
Heard this the other day. Apparently, it's true. I mean, what do I bother?
Good, apparently,
yeah. I mean,
it's
I'm
true.
Not going to bother to look this stuff up. You know?
You're regurgitating something you're not sure about.
All right. Usually, has me to look it up.
Here we go. I heard that Derrick Henry, who has played like forever in the NFL.
I heard this too. I think this is true.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Derrick Henry, who has played forever in the NFL, still does not have as many yards rushing in the NFL as he had in high school.
He's
football.
Close, apparently. Like, he's about to break it. Yeah, for real. Yeah.
That guy's a freak.
He still has more yards in high school than pro football.
How many did he have in high school?
I think 10,000.
No, I think it was like 12 or something like that. It was somewhere in that insane range. Yeah, because I think he's at 11 in the pros. He's pretty high.
That is something. All right, with that said, let's do what we do every day at this time.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours.
Time's yours.
It's particularly amazing when you consider you get 16 or 17 NFL games. And he's been in the league for like a decade.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's
freaking ridiculous. All right. Twitter poll. Not Twitter poll. Time's yours is brought to us by Xfinity Mobile. The sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. The Wi-Fi is booming. Unlock faster, secure speeds at home and on the go, only from Xfinity Mobile. Let's hit it with Time's Yours.
You know, sometimes not all heroes wear capes. They wear backup catcher's gear. This team, Time's Yours.
Wow. Look at that. Marshan love. All right.
I can't sit here and give props to Jalen when they win football games in the Super Bowl and puts up pedestrian numbers most of the year last year. And now he's putting up worse numbers. They're still winning. But then they're going to say, what's the problem? It's him. He's not a numbers guy.
Well, yeah, I mean, you guys know my opinion on Hurts, but I get your point.
So I took the advice of the hammer and cut ties with the Cowboys fan. Now I am out on the free market and looking for someone else to go out with, period.
Wow.
Did you tell someone to dump a Cowboys
fan? It was a life advice last week, yeah.
Wow. He's really desperate, obviously. He goes to Time's Yours to freaking try to get a date. I mean, dude,
for real?
I don't think you're going to get a date through Time's Yours.
I don't know if that's for real or not. I don't know how to react.
Was that the same guy, James?
I assume so. So the guy was Jason in Swedesboro. He calls the station. Yeah. It sounded like him. I would assume that's Jason.
All right, well, here's my advice to you. Walk into a bar.
Joe, I think you'll miss the mark on why teams don't run the tush-push. I think it's their pride. I think it's coaches. They don't like it. They don't think it's a football play, so they just don't want to do it. The tush-push is not a rugby play. It's not like a rugby play. Jordan Mailata has said as much. Can we just put that to rest?
It probably could be.
It's a possible thing.
Probably
real
could
quick,
be a
on the tush-push, did that hurt losing Jaws. T, you've lost. Ray, you've lost. Jaws, you're like on, Rhea said on a stone. She's right. You're like on a stone in the middle of the ocean all by yourself.
Anymore. It surprised me.
You know what you are? Yeah. You're on Island Avenue in Southwest Philadelphia.
All right, and with that, time's yours. We shut it down.
The Time's Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
All right, Twitter poll question brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Make sure you do more and get more in a 2026 Armin Chevy Trailblazer starting at only $24,495. Together, let's drive. See Armin's inventory at ArminChevy.com. Poll question. John, which won the poll? Biggest issue with the Eagles' offense is? The choices were, in alphabetical order, Hurts, Petullo, limited training camp, or something else?
I'm going to say limited training camp wins.
It is. And look, it might be. I mean, it certainly might be. 41% say that. I would have voted for Hurts. But we do know the limited training camp creates, you know, creates sluggishness.
What was the Hurts percentage?
Hurts was 13%.
Wow, good.
So wait, what was second?
Second is Petullo.
Okay.
How much?
34.
Wow.
People got to open their eyes
up. Nice, Jalen Hurts. Not taking blame.
Something else is 12%. What would something else be? O-line hasn't been as good. Let me ask you, John, ask you this. As a running back, all jokes aside, as a running back.
Thank you for saying as a running back.
You're welcome.
I mean, that really does.
No, I know. Yeah, in high school football.
My heart a little bit.
How can you tell, running back, like, the Saquon thing, if he's diminished based on last year?
He's not.
He's not.
You feel confident?
Yep.
Okay.
I am confident.
How would you tell if we're 6 or 7 weeks into when it's, how would you tell? I'm just wondering.
Well, I guess, I think you'll be saying things like, hey, he looks a little bit like doesn't have that burst. Hey, wait, last year we would have seen him take that to the house. Why did he get caught? Why are they taking angles from him?
I'm not dogging him in any way. He may be just as great. I'm just saying we knew coming in he might be diminished based on last year.
He's not diminished. He's going to blow everyone's doors off. As soon as you give him a crack, he will be gone 85 yards hitting his head on the goalpost.
Right. I think you're
just
right.
Just wait and see.
I think it is directly related to, obviously, the offensive line hasn't been great. And like they've even said, you know, we're like a block away from Saquon taking off. I don't think it's Saquon.
It's just, here's what's odd. You would think if the receivers aren't doing much, that he would be going crazy. And he hasn't. That's what's a little odd about it.
No.
All right. What do we got? We got a word of prize here. For the best fictional war character ever in a movie, show, or book, what wasn't said today?
Well, that's a good question.
I mean, the Red Badge of Courage guy was brutal.
None of the Saving Private Ryan characters. Like, Tom Hanks, he's amazing in that movie. Like, that's a great character. The teacher, that's a great character.
What about the battle for the Galactic Republic?
Oh, yeah, that's interesting.
That's a
like, general, yeah.
I think you should be banned from mentioning that.
Obi-Wan. I'd say Obi-Wan.
Obi-Wan, sure. Yoda. Sure. Yoda was involved in the Clone Wars.
Can you imagine Thanos. Yoda out
Yoda could have won. Yoda could have won.
All right,
front lines. Pew, pew. Jumping over people.
This guy. Of what was said.
Rambo, I think.
Yeah, I mean, it's certainly not going to be Zorro. What about the Deer Hunter character?
That's a great answer.
That's a big answer.
But I still think it's Rambo. Rambo's Rambo.
Rhea?
Rambo. I'll go Rambo.
All right. Rambo. Look, Rambo's great. Deer Hunter, though. Deer Hunter.
Deer Hunter's a tough watch.
You ain't kidding.
I mean, it is. I've watched it one time, and it was one of the most amazing movies I've ever seen. I couldn't watch it
It's not a Saturday morning cartoon.
Correct.
Yeah. Yes. All right. Congratulations to JB. JB, you have won my book, and you have also won the Adam Sandler tickets. We hope you enjoy both. The book is available on Amazon.com. Hope you guys get a chance to get it at some point. $22, Amazon.com. All right. Have a great rest of the day. Hey, Kelsey, tomorrow. Jason Kelsey in studio for an hour and everything else we're talking about. And the Phils are closing in on the 2 seed. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Joe and Hugh are up next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.